The real cost of waiting until your AC dies in midsummer. I'd love to just get one more summer out of it. I hear that almost every June, and I get it. Nobody wakes up excited to buy a new air conditioner. Sometimes squeezing another season out of an aging unit is a perfectly fine bet. But when a system is clearly near the end, waiting for it to fail on its own terms can quietly cost you a lot more than replacing it on yours. Let me lay out the hidden costs honestly, so you can make the call with your eyes open. Cost number one, a breakdown gives you the worst possible leverage. When your AC quits in the middle of a July heat wave, you're suddenly making a major decision, often a five-figure one, under pressure and in a hurry. You can't take your time comparing systems, weighing efficiency options, or thinking through financing. You need cooling now, and now is the most expensive word in home repair. It's also the busiest time of year for every HVAC company in the Birmingham and Huntsville metros. When the heat spikes, schedules fill up fast, and the system you want may not be the one that's available the day you need it. Planning ahead flips all of that in your favor. You choose the equipment, the timing, and the terms. Cost number two, a dying unit bleeds money all summer. An old or failing AC rarely just stops one day out of nowhere. More often, it limps along for weeks or months first, running longer and longer cycles, struggling to keep up, and using more and more electricity to deliver less and less comfort. That inefficiency shows up quietly on every power bill before the unit ever actually quits. By the time it dies, you may have already paid a meaningful tax in wasted energy. Cost number three, being without AC here isn't just uncomfortable. This is the one I worry about most. Losing your air conditioning during an Alabama summer when it's 95 plus degrees with heavy humidity isn't a minor inconvenience. It's a real health concern, especially for young kids, older family members, and pets. Add in the cost and hassle of a hotel stay while you wait for parts or installation, and the savings from waiting evaporate quickly. Cost number four, small problems become big ones. When a system fails, it doesn't always fail politely. A dying compressor or a refrigerant leak can stress and damage other components on the way out. And once the cooling stops in our climate, indoor humidity climbs fast, which can invite mold and moisture problems on top of the equipment issue. What could have been a planned replacement turns into a bigger, messier emergency. The flip side, what planning ahead buys you. When you get ahead of a replacement instead of reacting to a failure, you get time to choose well. You can compare systems and pick the right size and efficiency for your home, not just whatever's in stock. Better timing. Installers have more availability outside the peak heat rush, and you schedule it when it's convenient for you. Calmer decisions. You can include financing on your terms instead of whatever you can arrange in a panic. No sweating it out. Literally, the honest caveat. Now, I'm not telling you to rush out and replace a healthy air conditioner. If yours is relatively young and running well, keep it. There's no sense replacing something with good years left. This isn't about replacing early. It's about not gambling on a unit that's already showing you the warning signs. It's past 12 years old, it's needed repairs two or three summers running, your bills are creeping up, and it struggles on the hottest days. Knowing the difference is everything. If you're not sure which side of that line your system is on, that's exactly what we're here for. Call Perfect Service at 205-206-6091 for an honest assessment. We'll tell you straight whether your unit has life left or whether you're better off planning a replacement now before the heat makes the decision for you. Common questions about replacing before a breakdown. How do I know if my AC will make it through the summer? Watch for the warning signs. The unit is 12 plus years old, it's needed repeated repairs, your energy bills are climbing, and it struggles to keep up on the hottest afternoons. If several of those are true, it's worth having it assessed before peak season tests it for you. Is it really cheaper to replace before it fails? Not always in sticker price, but usually in total cost. You avoid the energy a dying unit wastes, dodge emergency timing when demand is highest, and skip the hotel and hassle costs of being without cooling. You also get to make a calm, informed choice. My AC still works. Should I replace it now? Not necessarily. If it's healthy and running well, keep it. This is only about getting ahead of a system that's clearly near the end, not replacing one with good life left. What does waiting until total failure actually cost me? Beyond the unit itself, months of inflated power bills, the premium of an emergency and peak demand, possible hotel stays, and the risk of collateral damage to other components or humidity problems in the home. Can I plan and budget for this ahead of time? Absolutely. An honest assessment now tells you roughly how much runway your system has, and we can walk you through financing options so a future replacement fits your budget on your schedule.